So let's review. After learning in the Mishnah, the Chacham Oymrim kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmoy, the Chacham hold that each roof is a separate rishus, and one may not carry from one to the other without an eruv. The Gemara brings two similar shailas about carrying from a roof to another area. Bo'yiram ha'bachama, shtei amos begag v'shtei amos ba'amed mahu. Originally, we think that Rabbi Bachama asks whether the Rabbana would permit carrying from a roof, which they considered to be a karmelis, to a post, which is a rishus yachid. But since this is obviously aser, the Gemara explains that the question is about carrying from the roof of a house to a roof of an achsadra, a gazebo, which are both a karmelis. Rashi explains, Rabbi Bachama obviously follows Rav's opinion that according to the Chacham, the roof is a karmelis, and each resident is limited to dalar amos, since he mentions shtei amos begag v'shtei amos bechsadra for a total of four amos. The roof of the achsadra is likewise a karmelis because it has no walls. The shaila is, may one carry between these two karmelis because chadar reshusahi, they are considered one domain since neither is chazir ledira fit for residence. Rashi explains, perhaps the Chacham only asks for carrying between two roofs since the residences below are separate. The roofs are also considered separate reshuyas. But the achsadra, which is not a resident, is not considered a separate rishus. In other words, the deciding factor is chiluk dira, or one may not carry between these two karmelis, because we consider them shtei rishuyas similar to two roofs, because they have different owners. In other words, the deciding factor is shinu bailam. If we assume that one may carry from the roof of a house to the roof of an achsadra, because there is no chiluk dira, we have the following shaila. Boi rabbi barabaya, shtei ames begag v'shtei ames b'chur v'mahu. Do we say that one may not carry from a roof of a house to a roof of a ruin because it can easily be made usable for living and is considered chilik dira like the roof of another house? Or one may carry from a roof of a house to a roof of a ruin because hashtami or less but the urine, since as it is, one cannot live there, it is not considered chilik dira. Teku, the Gemara leaves the questions unresolved. The Gemara next cites a machlekes of Rav and Shmuel and reconciles it with a seemingly contradicting machlekes of Rav and Shmuel on the previous daf. Gagan hashavin l'remeir, v'gag yechidi l'rabbanan. Adjoining roofs according to Remeir, who views them as a single rishus, or a single roof according to the Rabbanan. Rav Amar mutal talta b'kulei. One may carry on the entire roof. In the previous daf we learned that Rav said, according to the Rabbanan, one may not carry on the roof that borders another roof but more than four amas, because loy menker mechitzasa. The dividing walls are not recognizable, and we cannot apply the principle of Gorasik, leaving the roof, nifritz b'milui l'mokama aser, totally breached to the neighboring roof, to which carrying is forbidden. In this case, one may carry on the entire roof, because we have only one roof, or according to Reb Meir, all the roofs are considered one rishus. Therefore, minkara mechitzasa, the outer walls are recognizable, and we can apply the principle of Gorasik, making the roofs a rishus ayachet. The Gemara later points out, according to Rav, that Reb Meir nevertheless forbids carrying from a roof to a chatzer, even though both are rishus hayachid, for the same reason Reb Meir forbids carrying between roofs when there are differences in the height of 10 tefachim, gizeir mishum tal b'rishus haram, because it might be confused with a post of 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, which is rishus hayachid located in the rishus haram, where adjusting one's load would be aser midai raisa. Ushmul amar, ein mital l'boy ela ba'arba amas. One may not carry more than dalet amas. In the previous daf, we learned that Shmuel said, according to Rabbanan, one may carry on the entire roof that borders another roof, because we do apply the principle of Gurasik even to Mechitzes She'en Nikaris. In this case, Shmuel holds that one may not carry more than Dalar Amos, because the roof is larger than Mesa Sayim, and the Mechitzes of the building were not made to surround the roof. Therefore, the roof is a Karf of Yisim and Mesa Sayim, Shaloi Huk of Ladira, a large enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes, in which it's usher to carry more than four Amos. However, Rav holds that since the walls are hukuf ladira for the residents below, they are considered hukuf ladira for the roof as well, based on the principle of gurasik. The Gemara later points out, according to Shmuel, that we still would not allow carrying from the roof to a karfaf, even though the roof itself is also considered a karfaf, out of concern that the roof might be reduced to less than two besa, making it a rishus yachid, and people will continue to carry between the roof and the karfaf. There's no similar concern with carrying from one karfaf to another, because people usually recognize when the size of a normal karfaf is diminished. A karfaf has actual mechitzas, while a roof does not. Itmar, svina. When it comes to carrying on a boat that is larger than a beis hasayim, Rav amar mutal l'tatl b'kula, d'ha ikka mechitzasa. Rav holds one may carry throughout the boat because it is surrounded by walls, and is therefore a rishus hayachid. Shmuel amar eimetatlim ba'ilba arba amas. Mechitzos lahavrich mayim asuyis. Shmuel holds one may only carry within 4 amas, because the purpose of the walls is to keep the water out, and not to surround the inside area. Therefore, the boat is a karf of yosim and beis asayim, shaloi hokuf ladir, which has the din of a karmelis. Later, however, Shmuel agreed to paskin like Rav. Even Rav would agree, kafoa al piha lezaivsa. If the boat was turned upside down on dry land in order to retar it, one may only carry within 4 amas on the hull, which is now the roof, because the walls were not made for the sake of making a residence. It is therefore a karf of yosim and beis asayim, shaloi hokuf ladir. However, ladur tachteha, if the boat was turned upside down to live there, it is hokuf ladir, and carrying on the roof would be subject to the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding Gag Yechidi, where Rav holds that the principle of Gur Asik also makes the roof hokuf ladira and mutter, and Shmuel holds that Gur Asik does not make the roof hokuf ladira and asa. The Gemara quotes another opinion that the case where Shmuel ultimately paskin like Rav was not in the case of a boat, but in the case of Achsadra Bebika, a gazebo in an open field, where Rav holds mutter l'taltla b'kula. One may carry throughout the entire gazebo based on the halacha l'moshe Messina principle of pitikra yorid v'soysen. We view the edges of the roof as if they extend down and form walls around the gazebo, making it a rishus hayachid. Shmuel holds, one may not carry in the gazebo more than dalet amos because lo yamrina pitikra yorid v'soysen, as Rashi explains, and cites the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Dalam and Beis. Shmuel holds we do not apply pitikra yorid v'soysen to all 4 walls, only where there is at least one actual wall, like an open porch adjoining a house.